I think obviously what's essential is now that there is an in-depth, impartial investigation so that we can really assess what kind of evidence there is of war crimes. And that's going to include evidence not only of the nature of some of these targets, for example, what we might call evidence of the crime base, but also evidence that links what's happening on the ground with those at the top of the chain of command. And I think that's one of the most challenging evidentiary issues in these types of cases, is the ability to link what's happening on the ground to those at the top that may be giving the orders.